as you begin to interpret the energy, you're going to be able to interpret it more and more easily and stronger, so that you're getting more accurate description of what that energy is. Sometimes you will also get dreams or intuitions in terms of something that might be happening, and it's a matter of learning how to interpret that energy. Once you get something like that, now, how would you do that in a dream state is, again, prior to going to sleep, is you would set yourself up. You, again, talk to your subconscious mind and just kind of feed it and say, subconscious mind, while I'm sleeping tonight, I want to be able to recognize any type of intuition, any type of predictions, any type of prophecies that I may come upon while in the dream state. I want you to be able to accurately not only detect them, but also tell me exactly what those are about. Give me the ability to be able to accurately analyze and scope out exactly what's being done in those areas. Now, first time you do it, you're probably not going to have any type of dreams that will bring that information to you. But again, the more you work with your subconscious mind, the more you get into your meditative practices to do that. Again, you're taking all of these concepts and you're using them on a daily basis. You're doing your meditations daily. Before you go to bed, you're instructing your mind. These are things that need to be done in order for you to get good at reading this energy. I'd like to be able to tell you that, hey, here's a specific technique for being clairvoyant and here's another. But what I've found is that as you combine all of these efforts, as you start getting better at mind-to-mind communication, as you start being able to feel somebody's energy better, as you get the ability to see the auras better and to really be able to get all that emotional content that you're getting, you're going to start opening up that third eye more and more, and more information is going to come flooding in. Sometimes the information floods into your mind so fast you can't even keep up with it. You see so many pictures that you don't know what you're seeing. And it's a matter of slowing it down, slowing the information down and seeing where that information is coming from. Also, when you go into your meditative practice, you can also you can set up prior to going in there the triggering effect as far as what you want to do during that meditative practice. During this meditative practice today, I'm going to concentrate on precognition. I want to be able to predict what's going to happen to Joe Smith in the next year, in the next 5 years, something to that effect. I would keep it as close to today as you can and then stretch out further from there. I imagine as we go through this information, you're seeing that there's a lot of work involved because each of these concepts is going to take a little bit of a different edge in terms of the training. I mean, being clairvoyant is going to be just a slightly bit different than mind-to-mind communication. It requires, I believe, a lot more concentration, a lot more mind stillness. You have to rely more on the subconscious mind, and you have to also know how to interpret what the subconscious mind is feeding you, even more so than when you're doing a mind-to-mind communication through like a telepathy or sending out information. The clairvoyant or precognition is, I feel, a lot harder. But like I said, once we get into the remote viewing aspect, I'm going to give you some concept and some ideas of how you can more accurately predict the information that's coming in from a precognitive sense. Because a lot of times when you're out there doing your remote viewing or astral projection, you're actually setting yourself up to either go forward or backwards in time.